All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you guys. I'm very excited.
By a special request.
You guys ready? You guys ready? Let's do a little cinnamon gum. All together now. Cinnamon gum! Once more with feeling. Cinnamon gum!
You are so dramatic.
Now, listen. When I am on the air, that has become my jam. It my ipso facto jam. And the text line blows up when I'm here because they want to hear it. However, today we held off. And why did we hold off, Sam? Because
I got a call after it was announced that you were going to be on the show. I got a call from a longtime listener who can't listen to the show live very often. He drives a truck. And based on his routes, he's unable to catch the show live, so he listens on the podcast. So he has heard your rendition of Cinnamon Gum without the music in the background because we don't have the licensing to put copyrighted music on the podcast.
Oh, duly noted.
So it's just you yelling Cinnamon Gum with no music. He's heard that hundreds of times. And he called specifically to ask if we were going to be playing Cinnamon Gum today so that he could hear it in its true form.
And so we waited. Mm-hmm. So you're welcome.
You have become the legend you always thought you were.
In my mind. You guys, I got home today and I walked up to my doorstep and there were two very large packages outside my front door from Amazon. And I was like, what? I did not order anything from Amazon. Why are these here? What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And someone, in my throngs of fandom, I complained last week that I was being attacked. My bird feeders, multiple bird feeders, were being attacked by marauding squirrels. And no matter what I did to scare them off, they would come back in just a ramp. What do you call a scurry? What are squirrels called? Like a
herd?
A herd of, there's a word. Anyway.
I'll look it up.
Marauding squirrels, and they were eating me out of house and home.
It is a scurry.
Oh, it was a scurry.
Yes.
Look at me. Okay. So I put on Facebook that I knew I was leaving to go to Florida for a while. And so I brought on my bird feeders in so that they would not, you know, eat while I was gone. And today, some rando friend of mine sent me a BB gun.
Now, you know they say you'll shoot your eye in.
I know. That's the very first thing I thought.
That's what my mom would say.
I was like, what is this? I don't know how a BB gun works. I don't know the first thing about it. But you know what? Those squirrels are in for it.
So
as soon as I learn how to work it and not shoot my eye out.
You know, I used to absolutely hate squirrels. And when I lived in Roland Park, because, you know, I had an oak tree in the front yard. They would dig up the yard. It looked like a little miniature squirrel war zone.
During the pandemic, you would sit and watch them during the breaks.
Everything changed in 2020.
Okay.
Because I was home alone, miserable, and I got to like watching the squirrels, and I stopped shooting my BB gun at them in the backyard. Even named a couple of them who had identifiable markings on
them. Tina.
No, there was no Tina. They were all guy names.
Isn't that a llama?
By the way, a scurry is an unrelated group of squirrels, or a group of squirrels that are unrelated. They are very rare because squirrels are very territorial and tend to only hang out with their own family members. Those squirrel groups are called a dray.
Thank you.
A dray.
Well, this is...
Now we are wiser.
Mm-hmm. This is a gang. It is gang warfare.
So is your bird feeder on a pole?
Yes.
And it probably has... It curves at the top and there's a hook.
Yes, and they have to launch themselves about 4 or 5 feet.
So are they flying through the air or are they climbing up the pole?
No, they're flying through the air. Like, I don't know how, first of all, they're fat. because they've been eating all my bird seed.
Oh, yeah.
But they can launch them. They can propel.
Well, and if they jump and they're just able to hit it, they can knock some of the bird seed out and onto the ground.
I was going to say, if they're climbing the pole, you should just get some Vaseline and grease the pole. That came out bad.
Sorry. I really tried, people. I really tried not to.
I knew where you were going with that.
I tried really hard not to laugh.
I was trying to divert.
That's on me.
That one was on me.
I lobbed me a softball.
Rejoin Bumper tomorrow.
Okay. So dang now it. I have dang to it. Go to the gun range or something and okay. take BB lessons.
You know what? You know what, Michael? If you do that, please videotape yourself. I would love to watch you walking into a gun range with a BB gun. And I want you to go to the counter with a straight face and say, hi, I'd like to rent a lane for 30 minutes.
That would be hilarious.
And then go and ask them for a target.
It needs to be a moving target because those little suckers are, those little furry sons of bees are
in all
quick.
Seriousness, knowing where you live, I would not advise shooting a BB gun at any of these squirrels. It's they do make mechanisms and different types of bird feeders, and I'm sure it's going to cost you money, and you don't want to have to do that, that are squirrel-proof. But if you happen to miss the squirrel
and hit somebody's property
and break a window, hit him in the face, you would have rather just had the squirrel
and
eat your bird seed.
And instead of being a birder, why not just be a squirreler?
I don't want to be a squirreler. I want to be a birder. I love my birdies. And I have multiple. That's the thing, is the squirrels now realize they have hit the mother load because I have like three bird feeders out front or in back and like two out front. Oh, it's game on.
You ever think about putting them on a taller pole that you greased?
That would require effort. I got to figure out something because bird seed is expensive.
Everything's expensive.
But to feed the birdies, really, it's a lot. Why not put out squirrel food? No. No means no.
By the way, Coca-Cola says if the aluminum tariff does go through, this is not politics, just economics, they are going to start manufacturing more plastic bottle Coca-Colas, less Coca-Cola in a can.
Huh.
Yep. Neighbors who park at a gated lot in downtown Kansas City are frustrated. This is from Fox 4. After more than two dozen cars had their windshields smashed out just days before a snowstorm. So, see, I'm telling you, it is the weirdest darn things. Okay. People want to talk about how to get rid of squirrels. Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Michael, good to hear your voice, my friend. It's been a long time. Hope you had a great time. Just wanted to pass along a story. A very good friend of mine had the same thing, bought one of those, bought a little baby BB gun, bought one of the little wrist rocket things to try to get rid of the squirrels. This was a couple years ago. Finally just threw in the towel and ended up buying a little baby picnic table, which I kid you not, had a little umbrella and set his bird feet on the table. He's got videos and pictures of squirrels coming up there, sitting on their fat behind, just having a feast. It's the funniest damn thing you've ever seen. He just said, at this point, they win. I'm going to just accept my loss. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to name them. And they're coming back. He's got them. They're just coming back all the time.
Well, I think that's very nice. I used to be very anti-squirrel, Dave, and now I'm not.
No, and you can buy. They make these little baby picnic tables that are about 10 inches, and there's a place, the seats are super wide, and I swear to God, it's got a little umbrella in case it rains. You don't want the food to get wet. You know, I'm just
That's right. You wouldn't want to eat wet food, would you, if you were on a picnic?
Hell no. Heck no. Michael, it's good to hear your voice. Listen,
you
guys
too,
make,
Dave.
You guys have a great show.
Okay, now I got to go get a mini picnic table. Good Lord.
I think it sounds cute. Doc in St. Joe. Doc, hello.
Hey, cayenne pepper. Doesn't bother the birds, but squirrels don't like it. Just mix cayenne pepper in with the seed.
I'm on it, Doc. Something's got to give.
I think it's going to be you and your patience.
Now, birds, he's right. Birds cannot taste spice.
But I have a flaming hot bird seed already, and those squirrels are undaunted. They
really?
Are going to town.
Huh.
It's literally called flaming hot bird seed.
Really?
Yes.
And the squirrels like that?
I think they've become accustomed to it. They're like, spicy.
Maybe they just bring a small glass of water with them when they come to the feeder.
Rodents. They are rodents. Rodents.
Yeah, but squirrels don't go into your home. Well, they will into your attic. But they don't come into your home. You know what you got to look out for is the chipmunks.
I never thought you would be this pro-squirrel, Scott. I knew that you made friends with them during the pandemic, but I just thought you went back to your old curmudgeon-y ways of hating them.
They kept me company when no one else would.
Oh. From the text line, I'd be very studied up on the legality of hunting squirrels in your backyard. Dun-dun-dun. Well, I haven't even taken the said BB gun out of the packaging yet. I was just so flummoxed today when I was like, who sent me a BB?
Well,
there was no, good luck on your squirrel hunting. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it out right away. I would take the BB gun in the packaging to the gun range and then ask them to open it for you.
And before you do that, you should
just get some Vaseline and grease the pole.